The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Okay, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Eric is indisposed at the moment.
I'm afraid he's been having GI problems and uncomfortable bloating.
But I'm sure he'll be out in a jiff.
Oh, here he is now.
Looking pale and shaken. Oh, you okay, little buddy?
The Eric Metaxas Show.
Hey, thanks for caring, Todd. We have a few minutes at the beginning of this hour to continue our conversation with Jonathan Kahn, with a C. The book is The Oracle, The Jubilean Mysteries Unveiled. Jonathan, this is really exegesis. You read the Bible and you come up with stuff. And I think that it falls to each person to determine, is your reading accurate? Is it biblical or is it wacky? I remember when Harold Camping came out with a book called 1994, saying that the world is going to end in 1994.
Of course.
I got a copy of that book real cheap
of course.
In 1995.
Of course.
And I thought, let me get this for a buck and read it.
Yes.
Let me look at it. And it was really, really kooky numerology and stuff. And I remember thinking, if I had known that's where he was coming from, I would really say this strikes me as it's like Kabbalah. It's kooky. It's not really grounded in the Bible. I don't get that impression with you at all, which is why I wanted to have you on the program.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But it must be humbling to stumble into this stuff.
It is humbling, and it is stumbling. Like if I had to recreate this, Eric, I mean you're an author, and you have your thing how the Lord does it. I could never recreate how this happens from the Harbinger paradigm or this. It happened one after the other times that things come into my mind. I said, that can't be true. I go on the web. There it is. It's one thing opens. In fact, so much so that it didn't. When I gave the manuscript, which was just about 2 months ago, when I gave it in, more came. We had to take the manuscript back. There was so much, and I'm blown away, and I'm humbled. I'm the first one to be humbled by it. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure it is with you too. But the more that happens, the more I get humbled. And Lord, I don't want to mess it up, but I'm honored to have any part in this.
You know, it's funny. Something like this did happen to me. I'm not kidding. When I was writing my Luther book on Martin Luther, in the beginning of writing it, it says, on the day after he was born, November 11th, he was baptized, and the saint's day was St. Martin of Tours. He's baptized in the name of Martin, right? It's one of those weird things where I have to say, I think the Holy Spirit gives me a nudge. That's a good Yiddish word. Gives me a nudge, like, look into that, right?
Yes.
So I look into who is St. Martin of Tours. I know nothing about St. Martin of Tours. I look him up. And the parallels with Luther freaked me out. It says that here was a guy who took a stand in like the year 350 AD. I can't remember where, 428, like right around that time. Takes a stand against the whole Roman Empire in the same way that Luther took a stand against the Holy Roman Empire like 11 centuries into the future. And he effectively faces death. He lives. He doesn't die. And then he becomes famous for taking that stand. And then I look up where it was, and it's a place called Borbotamegos, right? And I thought, Borbotamegos, okay, where the heck is Borbotamegos? So I look it up, And it is, it says modern day Worms, Germany. Mm-hmm. And I got chills, Jonathan. I said, there is no way. No one's ever heard of Worms, Germany, except for the Diet of Worms and the stand that Luther took and whatever. Right. This is not like it happened in Paris or London or Rome. Right. Nobody's ever heard of Worms except for this. And you mean to tell me 11 centuries before Martin Luther took his stand against the Holy Roman Empire, a guy named Martin did the same thing in the same place. Yes. It is one of those things that you say, if God is not a God of history and time, this is then I'm insane.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly it. That's exactly it, Eric. And that's what that with the Oracle, that's what's been happening for 2 years, blown away. And but the other thing is that, you know, at the same time, we live in a culture that mainstream is kind of pushing God away and saying, hey, we're finished. This is not for today, not relevant. And this is saying what I'm the Oracle. One of the things is not just for believers, you know, but for to give to non-believers that, listen, God is real. That God you try to dismiss is over everything, even the elections. You know, we just, you know, one of the mysteries we talked about was this, the 70 year that it has to happen. Well, or even the Trump thing. Well, for that to happen, it means the election had to take place just before 2017. And Trump had to win. The man called Trump had to win because the 70th year was coming. The Jubilees. Listen, even everything, God is still in charge. I mean, it's encouragement for all believers, but even for non-believers, God is real. The same God in the Bible, you're seeing him do it. Well, he never stopped. And he's in charge of everything.
I mean,
and it's mind-blowing.
It is chilling and mind-blowing
and wonderful.
And humbling and beautiful and wonderful. Yeah. I mean, it really, really is. I have to say that... to me, it's so delightful that it's funny to me. It's like I just it's so delightful to read this stuff. And I think there's always a challenge, you know, to us. Am I reading too much into it? And that's the question. Is like, you know, we have to be careful, and because we don't want to just, you know, publish something sensational.
No, no.
But you're dealing with dates.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's exact, and it's again and again and again and again. Yeah. No, listen. I'm as just cautious as you are when I hear people every day. Okay, this is what the Bible said. But listen, this is there. It's past. It's happened. It's present, and it's future. God doesn't stop. And this is, listen, the center of prophecy is Israel. I mean, you'd expect things like this. You know, but it affects the whole world. We were doing all, you know, this also is very personal in the sense that the Jubilee or the it's about coming home. What is our whole salvation? You know, it's about coming home. That's why. And you look at the very beginning of the Bible, you know, the Jubilee begins with departing from your inheritance. How does the Bible begin? We fall and we depart and there's departure. But then salvation is you're going to come home. And who's Messiah is the Jubilee. Jubilee always began on Yom Kippur, the sacrifice. So he is the Jubilee. And then he's the one who says, come home, prodigal son. Our whole lives are about coming home. Our whole salvation is about coming back to what we were made to be. You know, so this is our whole life. We're supposed to live in restoration, live in record. So it's real personal. But not only that, you know, we did historical, we did current events, we did prophetic, it's personal, but also it's the future, it's eternal. Because when you look at the end of the Bible, what do you see? I mean, I know you know. And about Tree of Life, well, that disappeared back then. It's back. Everything is coming back home. And so it says that again. And where do they go? Where did, you know, all these Jubilees are focusing on ultimately coming to Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Where are we going at the end? Jerusalem. It's the ultimate Jubilee. And it's forever. And that's when, you know, everyone comes home. For the first time in our life, we will be home. And that's where it says that God shall be their people and they shall be their, you know, and they God will be their God and we shall be his people. Well, the Jubilee, the ultimate possession we lost was God, and so he is our possession and we are his possession, and that's forever. That's when he wipes away every tear from our eyes. That's when we have come home. That's what it's all about. And this is telling us, you know, what I'm saying, you know, and what you see when you do these things and these things come from the Lord is that, listen, God is real. God is real. He's more real than this world, and we only touched scratched the surface. He's real, and he is also the God who keeps his promises. If he keeps it for Israel 2,500 years, he's going to keep his promise to you. And if he is working everything in our life together, he works all that together, he's going to do it in our life as well. That's awesome.
There's a poetry to it. Anybody who is like I am, a writer, you know, on an artistic level, you want things to have this kind of beautiful balance. And you know, when you're doing something, when you're creating a poem
or when you're creating anything,
you realize that's what God is. The story of history is this amazing, you know, it's like a movie where if you're watching a movie and something's kind of clunky or it doesn't fit, you notice right away.
Yes.
And God's unfolding of history, the way you're describing it, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes so much sense on so many levels that it's just
standard. And you're the only one who said it like that. And when you said it, something came to me. You know, it says we are his workmanship. And in the word poema, you get poem.
Right.
And it calls the creation the poema, the poem. And it's not, listen, we mess up the story all the time. You know, we have world wars, but God works through the stories. He works through all the stuff. Even with everything that's happening right now, it looks crazy. Yet, look, Jerusalem, it happened in the appointed year. God's purposes keep going. And that's a macrocosm. The microcosm is our lives. It often looks like, what are you doing, God? What are you doing, God? Follow God. He's going to be the poet of your life, and he'll work it all out.
It's amazing. Well, Jonathan Kahn, we're just about out of time. I can't believe that you've written a book so full of this stuff. It's wonderful. And look, you're a gift because, you know, it's not like there are other people writing books like this. To be able to see this and then to publish it and to get it out there, it's important. I think it's very, very encouraging. So, again, thank you. I don't need to wish you good luck with the book. We don't believe in luck. We believe in the Lord of hosts. Jonathan Kahn, congratulations.
Thank you, Eric. It's a joy.
Thanks for being my guest. The book is The Oracle, The Jubilean Mysteries Unveiled, available at fine tobacconists everywhere.
I'm Mike Ferris, president of Alliance Defending Freedom, and this is your Freedom Minute. The Hope Center, a faith-based nonprofit in Anchorage, Alaska, feeds and clothes the homeless, both men and women, during the day. But at night, the Hope Center provides a safe place for women to sleep, most of whom have suffered rape, sex trafficking, or other abuse. Now that mission sits in jeopardy. The Anchorage government is trying to force the Hope Center to allow biological men to sleep alongside women in its overnight facility. These vulnerable women should not be forced to sleep alongside men. Alliance Defending Freedom represents the Hope Center in its mission to protect women.
Alliance Defending Freedom provides help at no cost to those whose freedom is being attacked, but they cannot do it without your help. To join the fight, call 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, or visit yourfreedomfund.org/Metaxas.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
The 2020 election will be the most dramatic in our lifetime. For the first time, millennials will outnumber baby boomers and will vote into office the most liberal and progressive socialist this country has ever seen. In her first 100 days, she will create a nightmare for anyone with a 401k, IRA, or any other savings. If you do nothing to prepare or prevent this, you will fall victim to this socialist agenda. This is why we are urging everyone to visit thenextobama.com and prepare by reading The Battle for America, Why the 2020 Election Will Cause the Biggest Financial Crisis in U.S. History. In this book, we explain in detail the candidate we believe will run for president in 2020, what platform she'll run on, and why she will win. Visit thenextobama.com right now to get your copy and learn what you need to do today to prevent these events from happening. Go to thenextobama.com today to learn more and act. That's thenextobama.com. Thenextobama.com.
Paid for by Morning Bullets.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. As you know, tomorrow is 9/11, September 11th. And not that many years ago, it seems like 5 minutes ago, to me, the actual events of 9/11 changed everybody's worlds. Some people more particularly than others. I'm sitting here in the studio with Nick and Diane Morrison, whose story we will now hear. Nick and Diane, welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Your story, it's one of those stories, and it's why a Broadway show has been created around these events. The title, there's a movie, is it tomorrow night? I think it's tomorrow
it's
night.
It's tomorrow night, yes.
Called You Are Here, A Come From Away Story, How One Small Town Gave Hope to the World. The nutshell version is that planes were diverted to Newfoundland when the towers fell and the horror of that day, September 11th, 2001, happened. Planes were landed everywhere. One of them landed in Newfoundland. You were on that plane, one of
yes.
those planes.
Yeah.
And did anything happen? Well, you're from Houston, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
You,
yes.
sir?
I'm originally from England. I was traveling to Houston to do a week's work. And I was on a continental flight from Gatwick, London, to Houston. 4 hours into the flight, the captain came over the intercom and said, there's problems in American airspace. We're diverting to Newfoundland, Canada. I didn't know where that was, so I looked it up on the map.
You looked it up on a map?
Yeah.
On the plane?
On the plane, that's right, yeah.
20 years ago. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Suddenly it's almost 20 years ago. So you, right. Okay, so you're obviously English, and you are not.
I know. I was actually visiting my son and his family. They were stationed in England in the U.S. Air Force, and I'd been there about 10 days, had a wonderful visit with them, and I was going home to Houston to work.
Okay, so you're both heading home on the same plane?
Yes.
It's diverted to Newfoundland, to what particular part of Newfoundland?
It's Gander. It's the largest. It and St. John's are the largest cities, but it's a very remote island. But Gander has a huge airport that was used extensively during World War II and before planes could fly nonstop. If you think about it, they used to have to stop somewhere and stop for gas somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Newfoundland, Gander, right. Newfoundland, was that stop.
So you're obviously unaware of what the problems in American airspace are. You just
yes.
hear this
yes,
and you think,
right.
oh, for crying out loud, now we have to land. So it's a great inconvenience. So what? How did this go as you landed?
So when we landed, the captain told us more precisely what had happened, that there had been some terrorist activity in the United States. But we had no conceptual idea of what really happened until some 30 hours later when we finally got off the plane. We were on the plane for over an entire day.
You're kidding.
No.
Uh-huh. You were sat on the plane. They didn't let you off into Gander.
Right.
That's correct.
But
yeah.
everyone...
But they didn't know what to do with us. We
right.
could have been a terrorist threat. And if they did let us off the plane, what are they going to do?
You could have been a terrorist threat? How could you have been a terrorist
threat? One of the 38 planes that landed there could have been a threat to
yeah.
the city.
Okay.
Because who knew that?
No,
nobody knew what was happening. Right.
We forget the ignorance of that day. In other words, we simply didn't know what would happen next.
Right.
Exactly.
What was happening? Who was behind
right.
this? And everything's in
yeah.
2020 hindsight.
It's easy to look back
right.
and say, "Oh well."
Okay.
It could have well been the Pearl Harbor of World War III.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Now, I've noticed that you're holding hands. Is this intentional?
We do it all the time.
Are you quite a lot?
Are you married?
Yes, we are.
Thank goodness, because I wouldn't want people to be holding hands on the program unless they're legally wed. So you're married now.
Yes.
When that plane landed, you did not know each other.
No.
That's correct.
And we did not meet on the plane. We met in a shelter.
In a little town called Gander.
Right. 25 miles away from Gander.
Okay, so... were either of you married at that time?
No.
We divorced.
No.
Okay, so you were single, you're on a plane, you're from Houston, you're from the Cotswolds, from England, and obviously fate conspires to dump you off in Newfoundland.
Yeah.
So what happens at that point? I mean, first of all, to spend that much time on a plane, that's an extraordinary thing. I had no idea.
Well, everyone was in shock, I really think, because we had heard that the World Tower Centers had fallen. You knew there had to be thousands of casualties. We heard there were other planes that had gone into the Pentagon. My son had been stationed two different tours at the Pentagon. So you knew that there was a lot of loss of life, and I think that tampered down any inconvenience we felt, because here we were safe on the ground.
I think people
and thankful of it.
People reacted differently. From a personal point of view, it was, okay, we've been diverted somewhere, there's a problem. There's nothing I can do to help resolve this, so you just go with the flow.
That's because you're English.
Probably.
You see, all kinds of other people, they'd be causing trouble, but you have a sensible understanding of the situation. Nonetheless, at some point, finally, they do let you off the plane, and you say that you're transported to a shelter.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It was a union hall, a society of United Fishermen in a little town called Gambo. It was like a British village hall.
Could this possibly be more romantic? This really does seem like a World War II movie, actually.
Actually, we were taken there separately, because if you needed medication at the terminal, you went through another line. And they took your information. They would bring you a week's worth of medication. And I was taken to a shelter in Gander, but it was full, and I couldn't stay. So a volunteer took a man and I 25 miles away to the same shelter where Nick had already arrived.
I was waiting for it.
You were, obviously you were, whether you knew it or not. So tell me then, you get to the shelter. Do you have any sense of how long you'll be there? And what is the shelter like? I mean, there's so many stories, and obviously this is told in this film, but what was this like? I mean, suddenly you're in Newfoundland in a remote shelter. You're expecting to go to bed in Houston. You're obviously expecting you're on
so
business.
They brought in army stretchers and army blankets. So at night, we would put the cots down, and we'd clear them up in the morning, and then we'd have breakfast, and then clear the tables away. And we were entertained and everything else. It was a small room. We had to go up to the school, which was about half a mile away up a hill, for a shower and stuff like that. But it was fine.
Yeah. Oh, they took such wonderful care of us. You know that the food and clothing and everything, you could only take your carry-on luggage. So it's not like you had a suitcase full of clothes.
Right.
I had a bag of makeup, and Nick had a laptop computer. And these people in Newfoundland, all of that food that they fed almost 7,000 people came from their homes.
Had to be true for the first couple of days.
Right. The Red Cross and the Salvation Army brought supplies in, but that was probably 2 days later, because Newfoundland is an island, and it's very remote.
Has it always been an island?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Okay, so...
Her makeup turned out to be very, very useful.
Your makeup,
yes,
right.
Yes.
And the laptop. I mean, the idea that suddenly you're stuck in this strange place. But you said, I mean, a big part of the story is how well the inhabitants treated these strangers.
Yes. They could have just stuck us in a hangar in the corner of the airport. If it hadn't been for their kindness and generosity, and I would have never met Diane.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here now.
How did you meet?
Well, we were standing in line for a blanket, and it smelled like mothballs. And I think I said, ooh, mothballs. And Nick said camphor, camphor, because that's the smell.
I just watched a movie on Turner Classic Movies last night. And what was the name of this actress? 1932. And she refers to, she's taking these blankets, and she says, we need camphor.
Yes.
I thought camphor, and then she said, "How are we on mothballs and stuff?" And so the Brits call it camphor,
right?
Yeah, or mothballs, I think.
Or mothballs. Yeah. All right.
Right.
And that's how you met.
Yes,
it was. Yeah, and I asked Diane if I could take the cot next to hers. And she said, sure.
Was that allowable?
What
kind of a shelter is this?
There were 60 or more cots in there in this small shelter, and they were probably a foot apart.
Right.
I mean, it, you know.
Yeah. Right. But men were obviously allowed to sleep next to women.
Yeah.
And this cheeky Brit, he didn't lose a second. And he moved right in. We're going to be right back. This is a scandalous tale. We've got another minute before. But this is so funny. Really, that's how you met, in a line for blankets.
Yes.
And was this the first or second day? What day was this?
This was actually Wednesday
because, remember, we'd been on the plane from Tuesday to Wednesday, and this was probably late Wednesday.
Late Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
And how many people did you say were in this particular shelter?
About 70 or 80.
Yeah.
70 or 80.
Yeah.
And Diane was obviously the most attractive woman, and you made a beeline. You didn't care about blankets at all.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I looked around, and there was a group of people talking, so they obviously knew each other.
Yeah.
And I saw this sort of lonely lady sat on her own. She looked quite attractive.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, I'll try.
Yeah. You'll try? How did it work out?
It worked out pretty good because we were on the same flight.
She didn't rebuff you?
No.
Were you ever married?
Before? No,
never mind. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with this wonderful story. It's a true story, folks. Don't go away.
One bow to another's heart. I live with a dream. That is what we are. No one in between.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National Security Advisor John Bolton fired by President Trump. The president tweeting Bolton submitted his resignation after Mr. Trump told him his services no longer needed at the White House. Charlie Kupperman will serve as acting National Security Advisor. Republicans are hoping a rally from President Trump will help them win today's special congressional election in North Carolina. The president campaigned for conservative state senator Dan Bishop against Democrat Dan McCready. North Korea launching two projectiles hours after offering to resume nuclear diplomacy with the United States. A top North Korean official said earlier that Washington must make new proposals for diplomacy to resume, or the dealings between the two countries may end. A major train derailment in DuPont, Illinois. There are evacuations, but no injuries reported. 16 of those cars derailed. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Six.
left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillac.
Hey folks, it's Eric from Taxes Show. I'm talking to Nick and Diane Morrison, who met in Newfoundland a couple of days after the tragedy of 9/11 in 2001. There's a film. It's in theaters tomorrow. It's called You Are Here, A Come From Away Story. It's only in theaters tomorrow night, a Fathom event. You Are Here is the title. And Nick and Diane, you know, this is one of these, it's so delightful that I can't help but making fun. The idea that you met this way and that you got married, and now you're sitting here all these years later holding hands. And I know no one told you to do that. It's you're doing this on your own. This is a very happy story.
What were you thinking
the day that you met? Did you
neither one of us had a romantic encounter in mind.
You didn't?
Not at our age in life, no.
I don't know. You don't seem that old. This was 20 years ago almost. Sure. You were just being friendly.
Absolutely. Well, we discovered we were both on the same flight, and we were among very few in the shelter who were on that flight.
Uh-huh.
And I think we thought, well, they'll have to come get both of us.
Uh-huh.
So maybe if we hang together,
right.
We have
security,
more chance of getting back on that flight.
Security in numbers.
So
yes.
you're at this point just thinking about how do I get to Houston? Effectively.
Well, yes,
I guess,
but
in the back of our minds, we've been taken off this plane. Taken 30 miles away, and we knew that there were a lot of airplanes, and you're thinking, what's the chances of getting back on the right airplane?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So how long were you at this shelter?
Five days.
Yeah. From Tuesday till Saturday.
That's a long time to stay in a shelter. I remember when these events happened, the whole world stopped.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it did seem a little dramatic that, you know, you would need to be stuck in Newfoundland. They should have been able to figure out that you're safe. But it took that long. And then you both eventually went to Houston. So you're going the same direction. But during these 5 days, did you get to know each other much better,
or did that
happen subsequently?
We went for a walk the next morning with another couple. But she had sandals on, and it was a gravel road. And the weather was lovely, so they turned back, and we continued on. And we got to a little convenience store around lunchtime, and we bought some trail mix and diet soda.
So let me correct that. So we stopped to get some trail mix and soda, and the British guy, he's the checkbook. He's the guy that pays for stuff.
That's
me.
You're the British guy.
I'm the British guy.
Yeah.
But this Texan lady, she just scoops it all up and pays for it, and I'm going, okay.
Well, I had a thought that if I paid for it, then he would feel obligated to go sit at the picnic table with me and enjoy the things that I had just bought, and we could talk some more.
How Machiavellian of her. Little did you realize.
I know.
Unbelievable.
She's
gunning for you. Well, and what are you thinking, sir?
I'm thinking, well, that's pretty novel. That doesn't happen in England. That'll work.
That doesn't happen in England?
Yeah, I can live with that.
Yeah? So obviously you get to spend time together. Did at what point did it strike either of you that might go past Newfoundland?
I think because of the kindness of these people, they fed us, they'd given us somewhere to sleep, and now they're entertaining us. The next evening, or that evening actually, they screeched us in. That's where you become an honorary Newfoundlander.
They screeched you in?
Yes.
Fun ceremony.
Yeah, it's a ritual.
Are we allowed to say that? This is a family program. What does that mean, they screeched you in?
You have to kiss a dead codfish, eat some of their...
Kiss a dead codfish?
Yeah.
The only codfish I've ever eaten have been dead, so that's I'm fine with that.
But did you kiss it?
But no. So that's really true, then. They did make you honorary Newfoundlander.
And so the master of ceremonies, he was under the assumption that we were married, I guess,
because
we
hung out
together. And when he found out that we weren't married, he said, well, I'm a justice of the peace. He said, would you like to be? And Diane, I guess she says it was in joke, but she said, well, why not? And I'm thinking,
Well, everyone was having fun. Everyone was being jovial. And you could be who you wanted to be there. I wasn't my kid's mom or my grandchildren's grandmother or the lady next door. I was just nobody.
So
it was fun.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
I guess.
Yeah.
What happens in Gander stays in Gander.
Yeah. So you felt perfectly free to throw yourself at this Englishman.
I didn't really consider it throwing.
It was half joking.
Preposterous. Yeah, but that's yeah. okay. So you joke, but then at what point does the idea become more than a joke?
The next day we're at this scenic place called Dover Fault. And I wanted a picture of Diane because I wanted to remember those 5 days, because at that point I didn't expect I'd ever see her again. You meet people on vacation and you exchange names and addresses and maybe they get a Christmas card and so forth and so on. 2 years later, you can't remember their name. I needed to remember these 5 days because it was like something out of a movie.
And now it is something out of a movie because they've made a movie and it's going to be in theaters tomorrow. It's called You Are Here. But so you decided at this point you've got to get some information.
I need her picture. And I'd already got her business card.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm trying to stalk her, I guess, to get this picture. And she offers to get out of the way. And I said, no, stay there. It's perfect.
That's when I knew he was interested in me and not the scenery.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's always a key moment in a relationship.
So we both kind of like, okay, so we're interested in each other. And then the clincher was on the way back to the airplane. It was raining, and we were sad we were leaving. Diane, she's a crybaby anyway. She was tearing up, and I put my arm around her, and I was literally going to kiss her on her forehead to comfort her. That's about as forward as a British guy would get.
Right.
Well, I figured he missed, so I just grabbed him and gave him a big kiss on the lips.
I've heard about those Texas women. You got to watch
them. It's all true.
You've got to watch them.
Well, we're going to be right back to continue the story. The film is called You Are Here, a Come From Away story, how one small town gave hope to the world. And, of course, it's not just your story. You are a part of the film, but there's so much else. We'll be right back. It's the Eric from Texas Show.
But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all these people. It's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Eric, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out. Folks, I use it. I love it. Check it out. Hey, folks. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to a couple, Nick and Diane Marson, who are featured in a film that is having its U.S. premiere tomorrow night all across the United States. So tomorrow being 9/11, September 11th. The title of the film is, of course, You Are Here, A Come From Away Story, How One Small Town Gave Hope to the World. So the film really is about this entire experience of
it
all
is.
Of these people landing suddenly in Newfoundland and experiencing something dramatically different from what they'd been expecting.
Yes. And it the film You Are Here starts with 9/11. It has some actual footage from New York, and it brings us back to that day. I think everyone remembers where they were that day, and this we should never forget where we were or what happened to all those other people. And in the film, you get to meet the Gander people. And they were just everyday people who put their lives on hold. They fed us. They gave us shelter. They took care of us like angels for 5 days.
Oh. And so you get back on the plane. You go to Houston now.
Yes.
And then what?
Well, I go back to work. Nick works.
I went to work. We met up in the evenings, went out for a few meals.
We went out to eat at night and tried to get to know each other a bit better.
I've got to go back to England. That was a sad day.
How soon did you have to go back to England?
It was maybe a week.
Yeah, something like that.
About a week later.
About a week later. Yeah. Now, during that time in Houston, were you beginning to think perhaps there's something more here?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I went back to England, and then I decided that I really needed to come back to the United States and make sure that this lady that I'd spent 5 fantastic days with really did exist. It wasn't just a figment of my imagination.
Well, the whole thing does seem like it's like one of those the shipboard romance, right?
Right. And that might have been all it was.
And that's exactly it's exactly what it feels like. You step into another world.
Yes.
And while you're in that world, you think it's the real world, but you realize later it's not. And
right.
Then, so, but obviously you go back to England and you realize that may be more to this.
Yeah, so I managed to convince the owner of the company I was working for that I had to come back and check on my project. That's my project.
Your project.
But he thought he didn't think it was wrong.
Yes.
And so I spent about 4 days, probably 4 days longer than I should have done, checking on my project.
Uh-huh.
And so at this point, dear Diane was real, and she was still the same person that I'd met during 9/11. So early November, I'm back in England, and I'm in my car, and I proposed to Diane over the phone.
We had a lot of emails and phone calls going.
You proposed over the phone.
Yeah,
yes.
I told her I was my knee.
It's not very romantic, but it had to work that way.
Best we could do.
Well, the whole thing is already too romantic, so you needed to pull back the romance
right.
a little bit. This is extraordinary. So you propose over the phone. It sounds to me, or I can see from your holding your hands here all these years later, perhaps it worked out. Perhaps
it did.
You said yes.
It did. We got married the next September. We went back to Newfoundland and spent our honeymoon with the people who had taken care of us the year before.
Yeah. And we asked...
Who doesn't want to go to Gander after hearing this whole story?
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, and meet a beautiful lot of wonderful people. It's a beautiful, beautiful island.
Now, is Gander a separate island from...
No, it's a city on the island.
Okay, so there's only the one island, Newfoundland, not several islands.
Yes.
I mean, I sort of knew that, but I didn't know. Gander is... the main town is St. John's?
Yes, yes. And
how
then
far
Gander.
Is Gander from St. John's?
Oh, probably
200 miles.
200-something miles.
Holy
It's a very
cow.
Remote. There's not a lot of other... There's a lot of wonderful little small towns and inlets and bays and coves. It's very scenic. And there's icebergs as well.
There's icebergs?
Whales. Icebergs to the north.
Typically.
Yes.
And whales?
Whales, too, yeah.
But those are only out in the water.
Yes.
Oh, thank God. So, but wait a second. What is the main... How do people make a living there?
Fishing, the fishing industry, the lumber, and tourists now. Yeah. A lot of people
After
have traveled.
After this film, I want to go to Gander.
I think the oil industry is picking up as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think it's helping.
Let's pray that the Green New Deal doesn't go through. Otherwise, those people will be out of business.
Yeah.
Okay, so so now what? You get married a year later. Who moves where?
So when I proposed, I butted in there. So when I proposed, I offered England. And so
you offered England?
Yeah. That was not funny.
No, I love England. Hey, my wife and I had our honeymoon in London, you understand how much I love England.
So Diane, almost the next day, went out and bought a house in Texas.
Actually,
so
it was 2 weeks later.
I
bought a house because I was in a small apartment.
So she said, I bought a house, your move. So she's playing chess with me at this point.
Right.
Well, that was checkmate.
The art of the deal. Oh, so it sounds to me like you moved to Houston.
I did.
Did you?
And it's not as easy. It sounds in the show. It's like the long distance relationship didn't work, so I moved to Houston and proposed. You could write a movie about just moving to Houston.
Oh yeah, it's not very easy for immigration, but we made it.
It's not easy for immigration.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to keep trouble out in case you haven't been paying attention to the news. And this man obviously looks,
I made it in.
You look very threatening and troubling. Okay, well, so the rest of this film, how many stories are featured in this film? You two are obviously part of it.
Dozens and dozens of stories. And they're all the stories of the everyday people there who, the minister, the reporter, the mayor, everyone.
The policeman.
Is there a policeman in the studio?
Yes, there is.
That guy over there?
He was half the police force.
Now, why have you been dragging a policeman around with you? Do we threaten you here in New York?
No.
But that's really, you're a policeman from Gander? Holy guacamole. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So there are only two people on the police force?
Yes.
There was at the time.
So
he tells.
Yep. Now there's three because, really?
Yeah.
And why are you traveling with this policeman?
Because he's part of our big family now. It's the come from away, you are here family. And we go to all the openings. Come from away is in five different casts now.
We have a whole new family.
Yeah.
Now you have to explain the Broadway element or the fact that it's
The Come From Away has been on Broadway. It's a musical.
Yeah.
It's really more of a 9-12 story, but you'll hear all the thousands of stories in Come From Away. You will laugh, you will cry, you will be so joyful when you leave because it gives you such a good feeling that people are human and there's kindness and love.
Most people are human, but not all. We're going to be right back. Final segment, Come From Away is the film tomorrow night.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Donald Trump has fired National Security Advisor John Bolton. At a White House briefing, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the president is entitled to have the staff he wants.
I don't talk about the inner workings of how this all goes. We all give our candid opinions. There were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagree, that's to be sure. But that's true for lots of people with whom I interact.
The firing comes 2 weeks before the annual U.N. General Assembly session, in which Iran is expected to be a major agenda item. The administration says the world should take action on Iran's noncompliance with the 2015 nuclear deal amid new questions about Iranian activities raised by the U.N. Atomic Watchdog. Republicans keeping a close eye on today's special congressional election in North Carolina. The president campaigning for conservative state senator Dan Bishop against Democrat Dan McCready. This is SRN News.
But when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions, some really good questions, starting with the obvious, what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to the next question. Why do people do this? Why do they become MediShare members? Here are two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Show tomorrow night, the U.S. premiere of the film You Are Here, a come from away story. I'm sitting with two of the folks in the story, Nick and Diane Marson. So the film is tomorrow night. It's
yes.
The U.S. premiere, and
yes.
People will be away, will be familiar with it because of the show Come From Away.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
And has that been playing all around the world and I've missed it?
Yes. Yes. It's playing in Toronto for a year and a half. It's been on Broadway for 2.5 years. It opened in London West End in February. It opened in Australia in this July. And Broadway across America, the tour group is going to like 70 cities in the next year and a half.
I hope you've got stock in this production because you're got a great salesperson. She knows exactly what to say. I want to see it.
We don't. It's won a Tony Award. It's won 4 Olivier Awards in London.
Wow.
And You Are Here, you meet the actual characters. That's who's in.
Okay, so if you've seen the play, which so many people have,
right.
And you want to find out who are the real people, you'll
right.
see the film called
You Will
You
See
Are
the
Here.
Actual real people.
What's the website?
It's youarehere.com. And you can find a local theater. It's in several hundred theaters across the United States tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night only at 7 o'clock.
Yes, at 7 p.m.
Wait, it's You Are Here, Doc?
It's yes. You Are Here, D-O-C, but, and then dot
okay,
com.
Because it's a documentary.
It's
yes.
a documentary.
Okay, how confusing. You Are Here, Doc.com.
Yeah.
You
dot
Are Here,
com.
Doc.com. Got it.
Yes. It won Best Documentary in Canada.
Really?
Yes, last year. It's been aired in Canada, but this is our first time to see it in the U.S.
And it didn't come to the U.S. because we had big tariffs against this kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well,
so,
I'm glad
that
you've lifted
those.
We're
making our deal. We've making our deal with Canada. So come on in.
Good.
Okay,
come on in.
So the film's tomorrow night. You
yes.
Are Here. Doc.
Doc.
Dot com.
And find out a theater in your neighborhood. and get tickets
all
now.
Right. Okay, and it's a Fathom event, so it's one of those, you know, one night only.
Yes, and some theaters are almost sold out, so you want to order your tickets.
I think she's got stock, Albin.
No, I don't.
Nobody can sell that hard. I'm kidding. Stop. So just it's such a delightful thing. I think for me the takeaway is that as horrifying as 9/11 was, it wasn't the end of the story. There have been many, many happy stories, and yours is just one particularly happy story.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did you ever dream that you'd be here talking about this? I would think not.
This doesn't happen in real life.
No. And we did not talk to the media till at least 2009 because we had almost survivor's guilt.
Yeah, we found
so much happiness when other people obviously lost a family member.
Sure.
And it didn't seem right for us to.
Yeah.
But we want to honor the people of Newfoundland and remember. Don't forget.
Yeah. Well, this is it's just one of those beautiful stories that it really does seem, I said earlier, like a World War II romance starring Deborah Kerr or somebody. It's just one of those kinds of stories that should be made in black and white, and it shouldn't be a documentary, but it is. And I'm so glad that these stories are being told. So thanks for being my guest, and congratulations
on every detail,
including your wonderful marriage.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.